We live in a political world. Love don't have any place. We live in times where men commit crimes, and crime don't have a face. We live in a political world. Icicles hanging down. Wedding bells ring and angels sing and clouds cover up the ground. We live in a political world. Wisdom is thrown into jail. It rots in a cell misguided as hell, leaving no one to pick up the trail. We live in a political world where mercy walks the plank. Life is in mirrors, death disappears under the steps of you that live in vain. We live in a political world. Courage is a thing of the past. Houses are haunted, children are unwanted. The next day could be your last. We live in a political world, the one we can see and can feel. But there's no one to check, it's all a stack deck. We all know for sure that it's real. We live in a political world. The cities are the lonesome fear. Little by little, you turn to the middle, but you're never sure why you're here. We live in a political world. Under the microscope, you can travel anywhere and hang yourself there. You always got more than enough room. We live in a political world. Turning in a thrashing about. As soon as you awake, you're trained to take what looks like the easy way out. We live in a political world where peace is not welcome at all. It's turned away from the door, the wander small, or put up against the wall.
Forget the political world. Aren't you sick of it all? Jeez, God. Welcome back to second hour, Tuesday's Perspectives on America. Jeff Bennett here. I just went outside for a minute. It's been a chilly day, and I went outside, and I wish to God it had shorts on. It's hotter than hell out there right now. Welcome back. I got to try to see if I can juggle a couple things here. There we go. I got it. Let me ask you a question. Are we already witnessing the demise of America and the birth of America? According to one news report recently, my political operative Merrick Garland, who heads our Department of Injustice, is planning to challenge all restrictions on mail-in voting and the use of drop boxes and anything that looks to him to be the restriction of voters who don't have proper IDs. A little bit of a mixed bag situation there. If you remember, in our earlier years, the only mail-in voting that was pretty well done back in those days were those who were maybe business people or maybe families that were going to be on vacation at voting time, the business guys who's going to be out of town, out of the country, whatever the case may be, and you had to apply for that right to do mail-in voting. Voters who don't have proper IDs. What the hell is that? Well, illegals don't have proper IDs. And yet Joey and company certainly want them to be able to vote. It would seem, I've been saying for a while that the plan is to allow non-citizen illegal alien voters to vote in this year's election. Oh, you can't have them showing up in most states without proper IDs, so you've got to eliminate that requirement so that anyone showing up at a polling place can automatically vote whether they have proper IDs or not. Now, friends, this move is nothing more than a war on American citizens and their displacement by non-citizens who should have no voting rights whatsoever. Garland seeks to give voting rights to these non-citizens who should not have them. If you look at it, this is how the Democrats plan to steal this year's election. It's a lot easier than running around to key locations stuffing ballot boxes or delivering boxes of supposed ballots after midnight on election night. Or is that erection night? You begin to wonder now why Biden has allowed 10 million plus illegal aliens into this country in 3 years. It's got to be obvious, people. Do you wonder why the Biden-Obama regime has flown over 300,000 illegal aliens to undisclosed destinations around this country? Again, it should be obvious. The 2024 election steal has been in progress since the day Joey took office. It's a large part of what Obama meant when he said that he planned to fundamentally transform the United States. Obama was referring to political action and possible military action against American citizens. The son of a bitch is a dedicated Marxist. And if you don't think so, you need to read Stanley Kurtz's book, Radical in Chief. To any watchful person, this should all be clear by now. And yet even the most conservative pundits don't seem to be getting it. Maybe because they're just trying to turn their head and ignore it. But let's face it, I guess the Republican establishment is okay with all of this, huh? I mean, you got to wonder, have we been so dumbed down that we cannot even begin to see the plain plan for our own destruction, people? Or has this gone so far that our destruction as a country is already assured? Many in this country have been spitting in God's face for decades. It may be time for those apostate chickens to come home to roost. And if they do, then this country is gone. End of conversation. Unfortunately for me, it's not the end of the conversation. Until the good Lord sees fit, I will not cease the conversation. That is part of my reason for choosing to re-air this two-hour program that I recorded in 2019 right here on RBN as I was sitting in for John Stadtmiller. You'll find it to be of interest. That'll be airing tomorrow, March the 20th of 2024. Please do not miss this program. Over the weekend, I continue to do an intense amount of work in my yards, in my office, my garage. It's got a lot of things going on, things that I just want to do, but also things that need to be done. my good friend Riley, who began working with me at my son's reconstruction back in 2014 and 15, has been over here helping me with a bunch of stuff. It's really sped the process up. But he was here for, hour and a half on Friday, I think. I haven't been able to reach him since. Something has gone haywire. I continue to text him. I never heard anything back. Finally, I made a decision to pick up the phone and give him a call. His phone number is no longer active. I know why. Some gal got a hold of his phone number and has been harassing the living daylights out of him. I think yesterday early in the day, or maybe late Friday, had a conversation with some legal counsel who's advised him to get the phone number changed. Unfortunately, he's not been in touch with me since he did it. But I understand why he did this. So, I'd not done much on websites last week, and I began to work my buns off Sunday night, Monday. Continued invasion of America. This insanity, my friends, will not end. And frankly, as one who's been fighting this and many other issues for so many decades, enough is enough. I become very tired of using the valuable space on Federal Observer to post headline after headline after more headlines on this topic. Biden and the rest of the crooked politicians all need to get, shall we say, hung out to hang. All the while, it is we, the American people, who are footing the bill for all of this bullshit. Oh, did I offend you? Good. Maybe it'd make you sit up and take notice. By the way, if interested in any of the preview articles that I've got published on Federal Observer, that's all they are, preview articles. I've done something a little unusual. I just said click on the title to connect to the complete articles. But as for the elected or illegal invader, just get ready to hang them high. When you go to Federal Observer and scroll down and see that title, March 19th, 2024, The Continuative Invasion of America. The insanity will not end. Begin to scroll down. When I talk about hanging, because keep in mind, back in the day, in past times, almost every politician and senator we have today would be swinging from a tree by a rope for treason and lies. I've not pulled that image out of my image library on Federal Observer for a long time. I'm going to take just a few minutes and give you the headlines of these articles. And on each one of these articles, I've just taken a brief little piece of it and posted it. Florida braces for influx of Haitian refugees as the U.S. Coast Guard sends a boat with 65 back to live under the rule of crime boss Barbecue. We can't keep taking all these people in. Another headline, Haiti gets millions more from the United States after armed gangs take over and billions in aid perish. So the U.S. pumps millions of dollars more into Haiti and it's all disappeared. Wow. Follow the money, baby. Where do you think that money goes? More of the U.S. taxpayers' dollars continues to get picked from our pockets. Americans have now been warned to brace for a second wave of Venezuelan gangsters coming over the border as Venezuela's prisons, at least 100 inmates were released. And those people are killers. And we're just taking them in? The one And I think I've shared this headline with you just briefly a couple of weeks ago. This piece is upsetting to me. Not because of where they came from or how they got here, but what the source is. Since October, 48,610 migrant children have crossed our border alone. A week or so ago, I shared with the one little group of a little boy and a couple of sisters, and son of a gun, they had a piece of paper with an address to New York. And we had to fly them up or bus them up to New York. In that time period, since this article was written, 1.2 million people had crossed the U.S. border illegally. And that's for statistics from the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. That doesn't even show those who just kind of scooted in the middle of the night. Never got caught. Unbelievable. In the El Paso sector of the border, 5,800 unaccompanied children had been found near the international boundary. Shocking figure was posted alongside the photo of this young boy arriving on the border near El Paso. The system appears to be struggling to cope with the rapid numbers of migrants flowing across the border, which reached an all-time high of 302,000 monthly crossings in December alone. And the backlog has left millions of migrants who are currently residing in this country unsure of whether they're going to be permitted to stay or simply be deported. Are you kidding? I guarantee the government has no idea where these people are. And there are those that have been deported, that have gotten back in and killed and murdered and raped, etc., etc. And so we continue to move forward. More than 8 million asylum seekers will soon live in this country. Non-detained asylum seekers and immigrants facing removal, if they can be found. 3.3 million in 2020, 3.7 million. In 2021, 4.8 million in 2022, 6.2 million in 2023. And the projection for this year is 8.1 million. And they face removal? God. The cartoon I got early this morning, I decided to post. Eric Metaxas, talking with Nick Searcy. Eric says, we currently have a Biden administration that is fundamentally un-American. Nick says, my film America Invaded reveals that dangerous people are being allowed to cross the border. And then you got a woman in a cemetery down on her knees crying, why did my son die to protect America when America won't protect itself? Oh. And I know I shared this with you last week. New California bill will make illegal immigrants eligible for first-time homebuyer loans. I talked to my buddy from Vietnam the other day, Leonard, the Iceman. So why do you think they're allowing so many illegals to come into California? You know, with that marvelous governor, Newsom, Pelosi's nephew. They got to have somebody build that high-speed railroad over there, don't they? Illegal immigrant crime wave. Biden goes to the border, safest part of the border currently for his election photo op, and yet it wasn't only the border area that felt the brunt of his illegal crime wave in this country. Not that Joey gives a damn. It would seem that Joey is currently in the replacement mode, replacing American citizens with foreign illegal aliens. Oh, yeah, there's been several news reports displaying the outworking of Joey's replacement agenda. But then it's really Obama's agenda. Biden's a willing puppet. Illegal immigrants are involved in all manner of crimes, but that's okay with China Joe as long as the victims are Americans and or their children. There's a whole bunch of examples in this article. Hang them high. Another article, Texas won't back down after Biden immigration law ruling. And a Texas judge has ordered Joe Biden to continue building the border wall. Now think about that one for a second. Of course, Joe's got this dumb look on his face, this picture. This judge has ordered Biden to continue building the border wall along the U.S.-Mexico border with funds allocated under former President Donald Trump. Ooh, ooh. Now, give me just a fast second here. Seems to me, came across another headline earlier today. Let me see if I can find this sucker. Maybe not. No, I probably sent it to myself on email and I have to find it, but there was a interesting commentary that I came across, and let's see if it pops up here. Bear with me. More fencing and barbed wire going up in Texas to keep out the illegals. That's going on. U.S. Supreme Court will not halt the Texas law on illegal border crossings. Ain't that great, Jack? Migrant sheltering is now costing Denver, Colorado, another $20 million. Isn't this exciting? Oh, thank God they got their package. Jeez. Got a nice note from Tom. Tom DeWeese got a great piece from Tom DeWeese that I would strongly recommend you take a look at. And if you can help out to any degree, I would, I and many other Americans would appreciate it. You'll understand why when you read it. I'm not being kind with much of this stuff. I am this whole business with the illegals and the politicians. And yeah, I posted a scene from the opening credits on the Clint Eastwood movie, Hang 'em High. That's what needs to be done with these politicians of ours, people. It's simply appalling. Is it not? And then I look at a story about some more insanity going on in this country. I look at some of the other headlines, one of which I think I shared part of the story with you last week. Federal judge claiming that illegal immigrants can carry guns. That federal judge, by the way, was an Obama appointee. Do we get to understand any of this? You should. This other piece, Tom Cotton, demanding that the Pentagon explain how a Chinese tutoring company has infiltrated the homes and classrooms of military families and their children. Every headline I'm sharing with you right now, federalobserver.com. You need to go take a look. You need to spend some time. There's a very unusual story written by a guy named Hickman. It's entitled Boots on the Ground from Russia. My introduction says you may not like to read about the enemy, but you need to understand the difference between it and Joe Biden's Merkel. There's good and bad in every nation, but at the present time, America is on the losing side of life. Oh, you don't like hearing this? Well, just consider that I'm here to entertain you tonight. You know, that's the real reason I'm here. Bullshit. Another nation, another piece that we posted, it just... Think of these words. And the most profound version of these words I ever heard was from a singer when he was nearing the end of his life. Johnny Cash. And so I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And the name of him who sat on it was Death. A very, very intense article that I published over the weekend. I could not stop. The state of our nation, no one's talking about. Tyranny is rising as freedom falls. Yes, my friends, it is. In many respects, one of the most profound writers out there. I don't know him. I've never met him. I've sent a couple of emails over to his wife, Nisha. Never gotten a response. I think about the other people I work with that write, Justin Smith, Charles Dickens, others that are regular contributors, others that no longer are because they're deceased. This particular piece, the state of our nation, no one's talking about. Tyranny is rising as freedom falls. From John Whitehead. John will publish a piece, makes it straight, gets it done, gets it said. A lot of times he's got links. Many times I won't publish links because I don't want those links to distract you, the reader. And that's what links do. They pull you away. Yes, it provides information. But I provide the link for the article. If you want to go to their site to do it and follow the links, you can do it. But to be honest with you, there's no need for it. It gets it done. It gets it said. That's what is important. That is what gets it done. That is a amazingly profound article to read. I'll just share with you the words of Hannah Arendt, the introduction of this article. Never has our future been more unpredictable. Never have we depended so much on political forces that cannot be trusted to follow the rules of common sense and self-interest. Forces that look like sheer insanity, if judged by the standards of other centuries. That's what we're facing. That's what we're dealing with. If I had the time, if I was going to be doing another hour today, I might seriously consider sharing this piece with you. One of the images I published on John Whitehead's article, the teacher turning to his student saying, and you look at the blackboard in the background, talking about the state. And the teacher says, remember, you are supposed to obey the state, not your parents. Stay with us. We're going to have a little dance with Kim, and we'll be back after these brief commercial breaks.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Used to be Andy and Barney Fife. Now a tired Stern and a brothel life. Too much crap drive the world insane. Everybody singing the jailhouse blues. Don't believe a word of the evening news. Truth stood for years down the drain. Trailer parks with the building cold. Cul-de-sacs in the country road. High-tech bars with bad karaoke sounds. Uncle Sam keeps your money spent. Pay your tithes, you can't pay your rent. Foreign car selling big in America town. What happened? Does anybody know what happened? Where did America go? Everything Walmart all the time. No more mama, papa, five and dime. What happened? Where did America go? Where did America go? Thank you. How did we ever go so wrong? Did we get too high? Did we sleep too long? Why did we raise the price of gasoline? I remember the morning the towers fell. I fell back asleep and dreamed of hell. I guess I thought it all was part of my dream. What happened? Does anybody know? What happened? Where did America go? Everything Walmart all the time. No more mom and pop, five and dime. What happened? Where did America go? Where did America go? Where'd it go, boys? Tell me. Hey, Hag, I'm afraid she's gone. I miss America.
Welcome back, my friends. Merle Haggard. I guess that piece of music certainly fits exactly where we're at today. As a matter of fact, Julie just asked me a question in the chat room or in the Skype chat. I think that song that we just opened the second hour with, or just took this break with, I think that's the perfect title for hour one. Where did America go? Did you get that, Julie? Good. It fits. Before we pick up and get to the last half hour or so of this program, in case you joined us late today, as many of you know, we do, as a rule, a health program. The Health with You on Wednesdays. We're not going to be doing that tomorrow. I've got things I'm already working on for Thursday. But tomorrow became a very unusual situation. As I shared with the first hour that I was going through some old program recordings from many years ago. Came across one that I needed to get over to Charles Dickens. Deals with one of his great-great-grandfather's most well-known characters, Ebenezer Scrooge. As I began kind of scrolling down through my lists of programs, I came across something interesting and looked over in the right-hand column and realized that the two-hour program that I had done in October of 2019, as I was filling in for John Stadtmiller, I began to listen to it. We're going to re-air that program tomorrow. I'll be sending over the masters because I recorded them here. Oh, I'm sure RBN's got a copy of it in the archives, but I've got the masters, and it will be, because at that time I was recording a lot of stuff in my studio. I had not had my studio properly set up for a long time, and I've been working on a lot of stuff in my office this weekend. I will soon have that studio reestablished again. So please join us tomorrow on March the 20th during our regular time frame, which, interestingly enough, was John Stadtmiller's regular time frame. Name of the program, So Tired of America. I don't want everything to be negative here, but the reality of what we're living through in this world, in this country today, is horrendously negative. I don't get off watching football. I don't get off with with what's his name, Kelsey and Taylor Swift and all that crap. I could care less about it. What becomes interesting as I begin to go through things, I have some archives of articles that I had written and or published at the First Generation Federal Observer. And I've been sitting on this one for quite a while. But I think in some respects, because of my mindset lately, my anger, I came across a piece that I decided I wanted to share with you today. I don't remember. Oh. What I'm about to share with you is written by me and published on the First Generation Federal Observer on October the 16th of 2022. No, I'm sorry, I take that back, 2002. And I brought it back to the front on July 4th of 2003. Just realized I made an error in my typing. I'll have to go back and correct it later. And of course, the title includes my favorite word. It's titled, No More Time for This Bullshit. My subtitle was, You'd Better Find the Time, because it's getting short. And I wrote this in 2002. Where in the living hell has the rest of America been in this 22 years? On the first day, which what I'm about to share with you is posted, the Federal Observer shut down every single column unrelated to protecting your Second Amendment rights as a statement of anger and frustration. I'm still angry. I'm still frustrated. And although the visitation to this article, and these are the words from the original foreword, or the foreword that I added to this thing in the second coming of the article. The visitation of that article had been greater than any we had ever posted. But I was concerned that few truly would understand the ramifications of that which lays before us. And those words proved to be true, my friends. And as I continued, I said, I've had just about enough of the garbage that passes for news emanating from the anti-gun networks. You think that I jest? For over 1 week back then, Fox News Channel had reported nothing but the sniper shootings in D.C. That's District of Criminals, for those of you who don't understand initials. We've gone from an unknown sniper back then to a person of possible olive complexion. Oh, God. We'd witnessed abject lessons on M16s, 223 caliber ammunition, sniper rifles, and assault rifles, weapons. I mean, if I killed someone with a Smith & Wesson snub-nosed 38, what do you think I'd be doing? Assaulting? But we eventually got to something called an AK-74. Oh, yeah, that's right. I said 74. These reporters of Fox News are brain dead. But D.C. got to the point that they wanted us to believe that this was a terrorist act from Al-Qaeda members. Ah, come on. we've watched back then and still do today, bottled and blonde newscasters go to the shooting range for the first time in their lives, and after 5 minutes of training, they blasted five holes in an area no larger than a quarter. Just to prove that, well, anyone can do it. Thank God the babe wasn't aiming lower. She would have emasculated the American male for the final time. And so on October the 2nd of 2002, the Federal Observer warned our readers that, and keep in mind, Federal Observer was founded 7 weeks before 9/11. But on October the 2nd of 2002, Federal Observer warned our readers that it was all coming back with a vengeance. And we had a coincidence with Lautenberg, an article he wrote called The Return of an Anti-Gunner. Probably, but then you could have bet that he and the rest of the Brady gang and their ilk would be grabbing for your goods just as soon as the upcoming election was over. And you got just 2 weeks to go. Oh, that's right. It was an election year, folks. All the while, Bush the Second, the Emperor of America, was ready to wage war against a perceived enemy. All become Saddam allegedly wanted to have daddy bumped off. Sorry, folks, but where's the evidence? It's all down the proverbial toilet, or toiletty, just like the evidence that no one has ever seen regarding Osama. The war is all about oil. And who's going to control the fields when this is over? What was Sharon doing in D.C. that week? Giving orders to the goy in the White House? Radical? Strong language? Why, Bennett, you sound like a damn traitor to your country. Radical? You're damn right. I'm just vocalizing what many Americans are thinking but are too gutless to speak of. In strong language? Not really. You haven't even gotten me warmed up yet, you blithering idiots. Traitor? Sit tight. Whoa. Delivery. Riley just showed up. Thank God. Traitor? Not on your six-pack guzzling couch potato fat lazy rear ends. Folks, I served this country well for over 4 years in the U.S. Army when the military still had a bigger pair than the gutless left-wing cowards in D.C. The cowards couldn't make a decision then. They still could not make one in 2002, and they still can't make that decision today. It's worth considering. These people are merely black sheep leading the sheeple of America down the path to socialism. Hey, Black Caucus, no racial intentions made here. Just a figure of speech. Come on, let's just all turn in our guns and ammo so that it can all be redistributed equally among the people, huh? That way everyone can have an equal chance. Huh? Not in my life. Let me share this quote with you. By calling attention to a well-regulated militia, the security of the nation, and the right of each citizen to keep and bear arms, our founding fathers recognized the essentially civilian nature of our economy. And although it is extremely unlikely that the fears of governmental tyranny, which gave rise to the Second Amendment, will ever be a major danger to our nation, the amendment still remains an important declaration of our basic civilian-military relationships in which every citizen must be ready to participate in the defense of his country. And for that reason, I believe that the Second Amendment will always be important. quoted John F. Kennedy, April 1960. People, just open your eyes. See what the hell's going on around you. Gun show loopholes, I'll show you the holes. The holes of the prosecuting gun-grabbing attorneys and the wimpy members of the bar. They just blindly follow each other's tails around looking for a new cause and a special interest group to bleed dry. You and I, the armed American, we are what stands between freedom and tyranny. Whether you like Kennedy or not, heed his words, understand their true meaning, and prepare yourselves. Freedom, liberty, and the Constitution mean much more than the right to keep and bear arms. But it shall not, may, be necessary to call upon that amendment in order to protect the others. Radical? You're damn right. And so were the old white guys who founded this nation. I mean, let's face it, we thank Moses for his words, no matter who wrote them. People, did you ever stop to think that maybe too many Americans just don't get it? I mean, going back to that time period, there was this gutsy group of women. And I'm not talking about women of the third persuasion here, folks. But this gutsy group of women who I invited to try on for size, they did not compromise one inch. The group called the Armed Females of America. They had more raw guts than any of those so-called lobby groups in D.C., and I invited people back then to check them out, to quit their belly aching, quit your belly aching, the readers. Because they were fighting the hard fight for you, for America, which was more than weekend gun show groupies would ever do. And I had to add this note last night that Armed Females of America, for which I was a life member, is no longer in existence. It's a shame. Unbelievably powerful. Powerful people, very good friends. I met them the day that I was doing a gun show here in Phoenix, representing, I'm going to blank, I can't even think of what their name was now. Group that Larry Pratt led. And I met the two of them. They were assisting me with some stuff, and they became very good friends. He's got major health issues now. I've not talked to him for a couple of months. I need to give him a holler. But as I continued with this article, all I'm sharing with you right now is what I wrote in 2002. Gun control is revolting, so why aren't you? Gun Owners of America, thank you for that. I'm blanking. Oh, and speaking of revolting, check out the mentality of the self-righteous. If you think it's all about keeping your damn collection in storage for your kiddies and grandkids, you got another thing coming. You better be more concerned about being able to hand over the reins of freedom and liberty to those kids. Because so far, you ain't earned it. Most Americans don't even remember the true meaning of those words, except what the liberal media tells you they mean. As for hunters, you're already losing your rights to hunt in Maryland. Four counties surrounding D.C. Oh, come on. Just remember the good old days and your golden years. Sniffed enough hops yet? Better get the boar cleaner out of the cabinet and wash your eyes and ears out. And if you follow that advice, you're dumber than I think. Anyway, had enough yet? Hope so. Now get off your round, flabby ones and get ready because the stormtroopers are coming. Without apology, I close as I do this program many nights. I am Jeffrey Bennett. However, and we've only got a minute or so before we go to our closing music, I did something very unusual. I've still got the comments that were left on this article twice, two by my deceased friend, Rick Biaseda, was a longtime contributor and writer to Federal Observer, man that I interacted with in many, many ways. I was a guest and a guest host on his program in Chicago for a little while. Had him on my program. Oh, that's right. He came out here to the Arizona border to stand and try to put a stop to illegal invasions well over 15 years ago. He and I went and sat down and had lunch with Joe Biden. Anyway, that is about the end of our time. Hope you've enjoyed it. Hope you've learned from it. You take care of yourselves, my friends. I'll see you tomorrow. Don't forget, we've got that very specialized rerun, okay? Without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett. Good night. Whose place is in the past, hand in hand with the grunts and legitimate excuses. The rich declare themselves poor, and most of us are not sure if we have it too much, but we're taking our chances, say. I sang 20 years and a day, but nothing changed. The human race found some other guy and walked into the flame. It's hard to love, there's so much to hate. Hanging on to hope when there is no hope to speak of. In the wounded skies above, say it's much too late. Then maybe we should all be praying for time. Hand. Oh, we hold on to what you can. And charity, charity is the coat you wear twice a year. Yeah, this is the year of the guilty man. Your television takes a stand, and you find that what was over there is over here. So you scream from behind your door, say what's mine is mine and not yours. I may have too much, but I'll take all my chances, say. I sang it 20 years and a day, there's nothing changed. The human race found some other guy and walked into the flames. It's hard to love, Jesus has so much to hate. Hanging on to hope, there is no hope to speak out. In the wounded skies above.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. NASSecret.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.